Hi, everybody. It's our Saturday morning podcast. Man, have we been on fire. Get to RJ Bell, and first, we go to our Blazing Five Picks.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five.
All right.
Browns at Raiders.
I'll take the Raiders -2.5 to win by more than a field goal. Listen, they're not an awful 0-3 team. They've led every game going into the fourth quarter. Derek Carr's completing over 75% of his throws. This is a very competent offense, and they've got good backs. They have not sealed up games. And going out to Miami in that oppressive heat in September and losing to a good Dolphin team is nothing to be embarrassed about. Listen, I like Baker Mayfield. Okay, it's been fun. But the number one overall pick in their first career start, dating back 15 years to 2003, are 0-10. Starting quarterbacks, first start. Number one picks are 0-10 in their first starts. Oakland is at home. They're the better team. They're not an awful 0-3. I'll take the Raiders to win 28-20.
Texans at Colts.
I can't believe Indianapolis isn't favored by more than 1 point. It's Colts -1. Listen, Chris Ballard, the GM of the Colts, told me in the offseason, he goes, you know, I think our defensive front's a little better than people think. They're tied for fourth most sacks in the NFL. They don't have a superstar, but the Colts are playing very, very sound fundamental football up front. Again, it's not perfect. They don't have an Aaron Donald. They don't have a Von Miller. But they've been surprisingly good, and the Texans have given up a league-high 33 quarterback hits this season. That may be the worst offensive line in the NFL, and the pass defense this year for Houston. What's going on? I got a team that I think feels good about themselves, the Colts at home, only having to give up a point. I'm going to take Indianapolis to win this thing comfortably, 33-26.
Seahawks at Cardinals.
This is going to be ugly. I mean, turn away. Don't watch. Bad offenses. Terrible offensive lines. Rebuilding football teams. But Arizona's getting a field goal. And at home, they've always been sneaky good. Chandler Jones, over the last 3 years, you know he actually leads the NFL in sacks? He does. Khalil Mack's behind him. Von Miller's behind him. And Seattle struggles to block elite pass rushers. Anytime you have two ugly offenses who are really rebuilding, and I'm going to get a field goal with a home team, I'm going to take it. This is going to be really ugly. I'm going to take Arizona, kind of an upset win, 24-23. Josh Rosen wins.
Saints at Giants.
Giants historically start slow and end strong. I'm getting 3.5 with the New York Giants. Like it, I love it. Listen, New Orleans is a different team on the road. This is back-to-back roadies. Over the last 7 to 8 years, even with Drew Brees, they've generally been poor. Forget points, just straight up in back-to-back road games the second game. And their defense is last or next to last in points per game allowed, yards per game, and takeaways. This is not a defense playing well. And here's what I know about the Giants. Saquon Barkley's the first Giant with 100-plus scrimmage yards in each of his first three career games. He's a real weapon. Now, I wouldn't have taken him with my number one pick. I would have taken Sam Darnold. But the Giants are going to win this game, and the Giants are getting 3.5 at home. I love this pick, 28-27 New York Giants.
Ravens at Steelers.
Been saying it, Joy, since the preseason. Baltimore's the best team in the NFL that nobody's paying attention to. But they're not flashy. They're not the Rams. They're not the Chiefs. They're not the Steelers. They don't have Brady. They're really good. But they drafted two tight ends, and they went and acquired three new wide receivers. And my thing was, just wait until Thanksgiving. This is going to be a Super Bowl-level team, but they're not flashy. They're kind of rebuilding their offensive parts, but defensively, they're top five in points, yards, passing yards, yards allowed per play. That's a big Vegas stat. Baltimore's always good defensively. They're incredibly sound there again this year. By the way, though, sneaky good offensively. Here's an amazing number. Ravens have scored a touchdown on all 12 of the red zone drives, 12 for 12. They're better offensively than you think. Sunday Night Football. Baltimore goes into Pittsburgh and beats the Steelers 27-23. Those are my Blazing Five picks. And with that, we welcome in RJ Bell, pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. He is now hosting the first ever daily radio show on a major national network focused on sports betting, 6 to 7 Eastern, 3 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, the founder of pregame.com. All right, you ready to go?
Absolutely. Hey, 6-0 last week. What do you think?
It's pretty darn good. Okay, here we go. Indianapolis, a little more dink and dunk under Frank Reich. And I think Andrew Luck's arm has a play in this. But here's what I like. They're turning third downs to first downs. And their defensive line is better than I think most of us thought. I'm going to take Indianapolis home. Colts at home minus one. What do the wise guys think?
Got agreement here. This is probably my second favorite pick of the week. And let me give a little tip to the listeners. If you listen to Colin daily, this is what you do. When he tells you he knows somebody in an organization, and then weeks later he tells you something about that organization but doesn't attribute it, trust he has good information. So I think you know the Colts pretty well.
I do.
Let me ask you this question. I'm concerned about one thing. They had a Hail Mary situation last week. They 60-some yards. They did not let Andrew Luck throw the pass.
Right.
What do you think of that?
Well, my take is you ask your quarterback to throw that twice a year. Is that they're not going to risk at this point letting Andrew Luck make that throw. He can make a throw. But their feeling is, listen, we're coming off a debilitating injury. Even Frank Reich's game plans have mostly been mid to underneath throws.
Yep.
This is a work in process. They're not going to have him make the throw and potentially tweak that arm. I think in 8 weeks, they may keep him in for that. So that's why I didn't overreact to it.
And I agree with you. They haven't gone downfield as much, but still QBR, Andrew Luck number 12. And the Colts right now, advanced metrics on defense, about the 12th best defense. This team isn't just Andrew Luck at this point. And look at the Colts early in the year. They were 90% to win based on ESPN projections in game against the Bengals in week one. And they were 70% to win against the Eagles in week two, or last week. So really it was a situation where the Colts could easily be 3-0. And how different would this line be? And as we talked about last week with Watson, boy, if you just look at last year, Watson looked great. You look at this year, Watson looks below average. We're getting to the point where it's about the same number of games, each of these in each set of games. So how do we know which one is true? Lastly, is Houston extra motivated here, or are they a team in turmoil? It feels like this season is almost already lost when it comes to the playoffs. I'm not sure you get full focus. I think there might be distraction agreement on the Colts.
Get back to RJ in a second. 23andMe is a DNA testing service that can offer insights into your ancestry, health, wellness, and traits. The 23andMe Health Plus Ancestry Service includes reports on how your DNA can influence your weight, sleep quality, caffeine intake, sense of taste, whether you're likely to be lactose intolerant, and more. The bitter taste report and sweet versus salty reports with 23andMe, the DNA plays a role in determining your food preferences from sweet to salty to bitter. I like the sleep report. The deep sleep report tells you if you're more likely to be an especially deep sleeper. The sleep movement report tells you how much more likely you are to move during sleep based on your DNA. They've got lactose intolerant reports, saturated fat and weight reports. Order your 23andMe Health Plus Ancestry Service Kit at 23andme.com/Colin. That's the number 23andme.com/Colin. Let's get back to RJ. My favorite bet of the week, and I made it Tuesday, and I've never done this before. I think if you look at what the Gruden and the Raiders have done, this is not man overboard. Okay, winning in Miami where it's 100 degrees in September is rough. Winning in Denver, it's one of the hardest places, as you pointed out, to win in the league on the road in September. All they have to do is win by a field goal. Oakland minus 2.5 seems like it's stealing money. The Browns have also gotten a ton of turnover breaks so far this year. That stuff doesn't last. I think Oakland wins by a touchdown or more. What do the wise guys think?
Well, biggest agreement of the week.
But yeah!
Listen, here's what I love the most. You locked in the 2.5 early in the week.
Yes.
I mean, you are learning at this point. let's quickly go through these games with the Raiders. They were leading at halftime against the Rams. Rams, clearly best team in the NFL. Right. It's not even close. All right, but they got beat pretty bad. In Denver, like you said, at altitude, boy, is it tough. Only three teams in the last 30 years have won in Denver the first 2 weeks of the year. Three teams in 30 years, and they were 92% to win late in that game. They lost. They were 92%, the same number to win late in the game against Miami, the Raiders were. 10 a.m. start, 90 degrees on the field, 10 a.m. Pacific, and they had the black uniforms on. So this Raiders team is much better than they seem. Flip side, the Browns, +9 on turnovers. No team in the league is better than +4. And we all know turnovers have a significant element of luck. Last year, by the way, the Browns were historically bad, -28. So they suffered last year for it. Now they've been lucky. You got Baker Mayfield mania. You're calling him the money clip maker. I'm saying fade him to make the money this week. Raiders, we love it.
Okay, 2-0 so far with the wise guys. Seattle at Arizona. Arizona's +3. Listen, these are bad offensive lines. I'll take the one at home. These are, you know, this is my risky bet, but I kind of feel like this is that Josh Rosen, it's his team going forward. I think everybody knew it was his team. Everybody. Coaches, Sam Bradford. And I feel like there's a, okay, let's go. They've been all kind of waiting. Now, I don't think they're going to be special, but I'm going to take the 3 at home. I just don't trust Seattle's offense and that line on the road. What do the wise guys think?
Okay. If you ask 20 professional bettors, and I mean guys that make a living from this but aren't the best of the best, right? They're making their rent. You're going to get agreement. I'm disagreeing with you here. Okay. Because this is an old school wise guy play, and I just think it's wrong. And let me just make the case very narrowly. How bad? There's value here. You get it, right? It's like Seattle's not great on the road, and Arizona is. But consider this. Mike Lombardi, he's on our show every Tuesday. He talks about you add up a team's completions and their rushes because the theory is that's a positive play. If you rush the ball, you're going to get some yards. If you complete the pass, you're going to get some yards. Now, you compare it to how many you accomplish on offense versus how many you give up on defense. The second worst team in the NFL at that, if you look at that margin, is Cincinnati. They're averaging giving up 12 more of those completions plus rushes than they gain. The worst team is Arizona. They're -24. So think about that. Number 31 is -12. The other team, number 32, is -24. Arizona is so bad. And if you look at this offense, we can just give you stat after stat. You know how many points they've scored this year, Arizona, in the second quarter? 0. In the third quarter? 0. They haven't scored in 3 games in the second or third quarter. In the fourth, they've scored 6. They've only scored scripted early. Now you've got a rookie quarterback. Do we really think Rosen would be starting right now if Bradford had done anything? So this is subjective. You're going to get some sharps that agree with you. Disagreement.
Here's a bet I like. Giants at home getting 3.5 against the Saints. Listen, New Orleans defense is giving up over 400 yards a game. And I kind of feel when I watch the Giants, if you don't have a world-class pass rush, and Eli showed it last weekend, struggled against Jacksonville. But if he doesn't face a world-class pass rush and he has time, I got Barkley, I got Odell, I like their tight end. I kind of think when you give Eli some comfort, it's a pretty darn good football team. And I don't trust the Saints after that wild, exhausting shootout win over Atlanta. I'm going to take the 3.5 of the Giants. What do the wise guys think?
Yeah, I think you're making a good point about Eli. Is Shermer tweaked the offensive scheme, got Eli moving a little bit and trying to get to better throw positions. And he looked a lot better, obviously,
yes,
against Houston. I got to give you credit on this one, Carl. You got agreement here. I got to give you credit. I like this game more because you caused me to look deeper at it. And here's this, what I uncovered. Check the Saints, right? So they lose to the Bucs. It was a 9-point favorite in week one.
Yeah.
So there's a psychology of a big upset no one expected. That's not a good thing. Then they had a must-win game against the Browns, and it was a war.
Yeah.
And they were lucky to win that game. Now think about now psychologically, physically. Now you go to Atlanta and have a track meet and barely win that game. Now the Saints are, they went to Atlanta, back home, now all the way up to New York City. Here's what I uncovered. World premiere of this. No one else has it. Saints, the Saints themselves, playing in the second of back-to-back road games since 2012. 1-8 straight up, losing by 11 points per game.
Wow, that's with Drew Brees.
Since 2012. 2-7 against the spread, and they've lost against the spread by over a TD per game in net. And why is it Saints different? Because they're not a good road team to start with, and traveling from Louisiana when you've got two trips is often tougher than in the Northeast where you're traveling shorter. So to me, especially at the 3.5, I love the Giants.
Back to the picks in a second. Robinhood is an investing app, and it lets you buy and sell stocks, options, cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everybody, not just the wealthy. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees, trade stocks. You keep all your profits. It's easy to use, and they have easy-to-understand charts and market data. Place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. Robinhood web platform also lets you view stock collections. That's the 100 most popular entertainment, social media categories like female CEOs and analyst ratings of buy, hold, and sell for every single stock. Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at ColinRobinhood.com. That's Colin, ColinRobinhood.com. All right, back to the picks. Okay, so I have 3-1 agreement, so it's another winning week with the wise guys. Here's a game. I think Baltimore's underrated. They're 12-for-12 in the red zone touchdowns. They drafted 2 tight ends, and they acquired 3 receivers. They have 5 new pieces for Flacco, and I've been saying this all year. Don't judge the Ravens today. Let's get to Thanksgiving. They now have really nice offensive weapons, and I think you saw it last week. I think Baltimore right now is a better team than Pittsburgh, and I get 3 points. And frankly, I don't know if Pittsburgh defensively matches up with their tight ends or their receivers. I'm going to take the Ravens in the field goal in a good rivalry game. What do the wise guys think?
Now, this is classic sharp, but we got agreement here. The reason it's classic is this game, this matchup has been so known for close games. This is amazing. Go back 26 games in this matchup. That's Christmas Eve 2006,
okay,
about 12 years ago. 26 games. They each have won 13.
Okay.
They each have covered 12 with 2 pushes. So 13-13 straight up, 12-12-2 against the spread. Here's the points scored. Ravens, 546. Steelers, 536. 10 points off in 26 games.
That tells me, take points whenever you can get them in this rivalry.
I think that's true. And I think even more so this year, here's why. The Steelers are on pace to set or commit the most penalties in NFL history. If they continue the way you had the stat first 3 weeks, if you extrapolate out to the year, it'd be the most any team has ever had. The Ravens, super disciplined when it comes to execution. They've scored every time they've entered the red zone. In the second half of the games, they've only allowed 9 total points. So they're making adjustments at halftime. The Steelers are the sloppiest team. So to me, if I'm getting points with a very disciplined team against a sloppy team, I'm taking the points agreement.
4-1 agreement with the wise guys. Okay, here's the game for me that I did not bet, but we put it every week now. We have a bonus pick, and this is the game that I almost pulled the trigger on, but in the end, I'm just going to leave it to you. I would have taken Denver +5 against Kansas City. Again, we are so immersed in so fascinated with Patrick Mahomes, we're not noticing Kansas City's defense gives up a lot of yards and a lot of gash plays. Denver at home is tough. It's a rivalry game. Case Keenum can win games in this league. He won 13 last year. I would take, it was the last one I moved out on. I took Arizona instead. So Denver +5 against Kansas City. I have them winning outright. Upset of the week. What do the wise guys think?
Boy, I tell you, this one would be split too. You probably are going to get agreement, but I disagree with it. Let me give you 2 quick stats here. We all know Mahomes has had a good start.
Yeah.
If you look at DVOA, an advanced metric, last 30 years, first 3 games of the year. So now you have 900 teams, right? Because every year, every team has a chance to be on this list. 30 years, 30 plus teams a year. KC has the 6th best start offensively in all that time.
Wow.
This isn't just good. This isn't just best this year. This is one of the 6 best in 3 decades. Here's the stat, though. If you do agree with Colin, guys, maybe look at Denver on the money line. Because the last 33 games Kansas City has played on the road, the point spread has never mattered.
That means either
the favorite wins the game by over the spread or the underdog wins the game outright. 33 straight games. And there's a little logic to it. Andy Reid is such a good schemer schematically. When he cracks the code, when he's got something, he's going to beat that other team. And when he doesn't have something, then they're going to get beat pretty bad. So, boy, 33 straight without the spread mattering, Kansas City road games.
Wow. So that was fun. RJ Bell now hosting the first ever daily radio show on a major national network on focused on sports betting. 6 to 7 Eastern every day. That's 3 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. At RJ in Vegas. This is fun. We are off to a delicious start. This is the babies are eating at my house. Mama's eating at my house. We're just living big. We're just fireworks shows every weekend.
So you're getting the appetizers, right? Back in the day, it was like, I don't know if we can afford
appetizers.
Now, yeah.
We're buying cars. We're moving a new home. RJ, good talking to you.
Thank you.